There are reports that President Obama is cutting a deal with Iran over their nukes. Joining us right now is Reza Khalili, a pseudonym for a former CIA operative in Iran's Revolutionary Guard and author of A Time to Betray. Reza, how do we know that this is going on? One assumes this is rather done in secret.
I put out a report on October 4th on WND through my sources in Iran that a three-person delegate representing the Obama administration traveled to Doha, Qatar, met with the Iranian counterpart, which included Dr. Ali Akbar Velayati. He's a close advisor to Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader on international matters, and everybody knows that he's running the show on international affairs. He used to be the ex-foreign minister of the Islamic regime. And also Asghar Hejazi, who is the head of all security and intelligence in Iran and operates out of the supreme leader's office. And so they met over there. It was a lengthy discussion. This was an extension to previous meetings in Washington and elsewhere. The negotiation was around the fact that Iran to announce a partial halt to enrichment before the U.S. elections, and then the U.S. would respond positively, remove some of the sanctions, so forth and so on. There's been a lot of discussion privately and secretly with the Iranian regime on how to work with each other, and the message has been to them that President Obama has been the one who's stood in front of Israel not to attack Iran, and a Romney presidency would be much more close to the position of Israelis.
We're talking with Reza Khalili, who is a pseudonym for a former CIA operative in Iran's Revolutionary Guard and author of A Time to Betray, and his stories that President Obama is cutting a deal with Iran over nukes. Specifically, the deal would be what?
But the deal would be an announcement to help boost the re-election chances of President Obama. It would be a partial halt. Sanctions would be removed. U.S. would declare that Iran has a right to peaceful nuclear enrichment and that it does not have a military dimension, relieving pressure on the Iranian regime, and the Iranian regime would collaborate on some other issues, but they'll get to keep their nuclear program and continue with the enrichment.
Now, you contacted the State Department and the White House directly over your reporting. What was the response from either place?
Well, the State Department did not respond, but the White House spokesman provided no comment. And later on, when we contacted again, they responded with a statement saying, see the statement that President Obama has already provided, that he is open to bilateral talks, but there's been no agreements on any talks as of yet.
And has the Iranian government said anything specifically in answer to your reports about these talks in this agreement?
Oh, well, yes. Almost all media in Iran is tackling with this issue. They've put out news, op-eds, and actually a very interesting top notch, which is a media outlet of the regime close to Khamenei, came out with a very strong statement criticizing those who worry of a U.S.-Iran direct negotiations, trying to protect their strategy, though at the same time, nobody has either verified or denied their strategy of one-on-one meetings. So it is obvious that meetings have taken place, and now the supreme leader is under pressure by other factions in the regime to respond.
Reza Khalili, pseudonym for a former CIA operative in Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Thanks for joining us tonight on The Daily Wrap.
Thanks so much for having me. God bless.
Also, we have this coming out of Las Vegas tonight. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid suffered bruises after the motorcade that he was involved in a multi-vehicle accident in Vegas. They took him into the University Medical Center trauma as a precaution. He experienced rib and hip contusions, and he has been cleared for release by his doctors. This according to a statement from Senator Harry Reid's office. All right, at 35 after the hour, we'll check in with the folks from Politico to check Hurricane Sandy's impact on the election. That and more ahead on The Daily Wrap from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Michael Kastner.